everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I separated by a double pane of glass on this Thursday afternoon. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is November the 6th, 2014. Just a little quick update about Pima County, the vote counting. I've got about 31,000 ballots left to be counted. Then there's another 10,000 provisional. So if you take the provisional and those that for sure will be counted, we're over 40,000 ballots, and that's going to maybe take a day or two at least before. So it could be early this weekend before we really have all of the ballots counted. During the noon hour today, we'll start with a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott, Democrat Ward 4. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll visit with Tucson artist Diane Medeiros, who has a beautiful new coffee table book out, really a kind of her life work in that book, and we'll talk to her about that. Then our legal contributor, Don Luce, will talk about these three propositions that went before voters. Looks like two of the three are definitely one is passed, but the 122 also is leading. And of course, the effort to increase pay raises for state lawmakers, that went down in defeat. 790-2040 is the live line number. Our Facebook page, we invite you to join us. It's easy to find, Bill Buckmaster. Let's go now to Ward 4, Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott. Shirley, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Now that the weather is beautiful again.
Yeah. Do you know many places in North America where you go literally overnight from summer to late fall, kind of winter?
I don't know of any place that I'd rather be than right here. And the thing I like about when it gets into the winter part is you can actually go and look at the mountains and see the snow is right where it belongs.
That's right. Yeah, you come from the Northland, as do I, so we had enough snow, didn't we, Shirley?
The thrill of shoveling out and scraping off and all the addenda that you need for your scarf and your hat and your boots, I don't know. I'd rather just walk through the leaves or the summer days and the winter days here and look at the snow.
Well, let's talk about yesterday's kind of marquee agenda item about water harvesting. Pretty much no criticism among you and your colleagues about the water harvesting program. In fact, you're going to be expanding it. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a good idea to raise the level of consciousness within the city of Tucson citizenry and elsewhere, of course, Pima County, because you can capture water and re-divert it to a good use instead of just running down the street and into a storm drain. So it is an incentive program that's available, that has been available for residences, and now the city is looking at expanding that to those who have a three-quarter size meter, which is more like the condos and the apartments and other places like that, and a simple passive rebate. You can get a rebate for doing this. A simple passive means you collect it as it easily falls off your roof. And you can get 50% of that that you had to go through to make that happen, which is put an eaves trough on the side of your house, or potentially one that actually is designed to have a rain barrel of a big size to capture it all and then keep it in that rain barrel. So you can have a rebate from the city of Tucson for doing such a thing, and it's being allowed. We're expanding it somewhat. There is money available for folks in a fund that the city has been collecting in the Water Conservation Fund, and it gets a couple of million dollars in it, and that's the money that is actually set aside and used to offer these rebates. So it's a good thing to make every drop count.
Yeah, and Tucson Water, they had said that so far the rebates during the two-year-old program, during the first year of the program, really haven't shown that folks are saving any water by buying the cisterns or having their yards graded to capture the rainwater. But I guess the intent is all well and good.
Yeah, I think the intent is to have everyone aware that there is such a thing as collecting the water and diverting it, whether it be to medians. I know that in several places in the city has already done that, and medians are being watered, if you will, by the rain that falls when it does. So that's one way to do it. The other is to capture it on your own property and perhaps be able to divert it to plants or those kinds of good plants that you have in your yard or whatever you wish to water. I'm a little concerned about someone using all of the water for those plants that are not indigenous to our area. I think they usually drink up too much water, so it's usually for drought-tolerant plants that would be the best use of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good thing to do because you can get a bit of a rebate if you do take those kinds of measures.
I couldn't believe reading in the Star this morning about how big this graffiti problem has become in the city of Tucson. About 5,000 graffiti reports a month come into the city.
Yes. You know, when I first took office, that was the main subject on everybody's minds at that time, and it continues to be. But I'm very proud of the city of Tucson for going after it with a very serious eye. You know, you can go to several cities throughout this country and elsewhere in other countries, and you can't see the beautiful building you're trying to look at for all the graffiti they are not abating. This city has taken a proactive approach and are really actively engaged and setting aside money in order to abate graffiti. It is huge, and the interesting thing is that people have some stereotypical ideas as to who is actually doing this.
Mm-hmm.
These are 19 to 26-year-olds.
26?
So yes, 19 to 26-year-olds, and less than 10% of the graffiti are gang-related. So these are just people looking for a place to actually draw on with one kind of paint or another. So it's amazing that there is that kind of thought that there are people out there in that age range, 19 to 26-year-olds, who think it's okay to deface someone else's property. It's something I do not understand, but the city of Tucson is aggressively addressing that. If someone is going to do that and you are found and it can be proven that it's you that did it, you can be serving some time. You can pay a $250 fine at the very least as a misdemeanor, but if you do more than $250 worth of damage or more than that, you can do some serious community service, mm-hmm. higher fines. They are actively, Tucson Police Department is actively prosecuting or bringing to the attention of the prosecutors those people who have done that kind of damage citywide, and they have been successful in prosecuting these. However, the sad side is once these folks have finished their penalty, there's a 50% recidivism rate for the
Wow.
most serious ones. So they keep going back to it. And so there's going to be an active educational campaign to allow people to become more informed as to what's wrong with this picture. If you own property and there's graffiti near you, your property values are going to go down by thousands of dollars, thousands. So it's very important that we had this conversation to highlight this nuisance. The difference between graffiti and art is permission. There is nobody who's given you permission, usually, to do this to your wall. And then there are fines that are related to the people who own the buildings, be it your home or commercial businesses. There are some fines that can be levied against you if you do not abate this.
All right.
So that's huge.
Shirley Scott is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Shirley would be happy. The councilwoman would be happy to answer your questions and concerns. A lot of people are wondering about the future, how the streetcar is doing. It's 3 months into the operation. How about people in your ward? Are they sampling downtown more? I know we hear that complaint that people who don't live around this downtown area feel that all the attention goes to the downtown area.
Well, it's very important for the sense of pride of where we live. We all live in the city, what's called the city of Tucson, and I certainly agree that those who live not immediately in the area of service for this new streetcar, that they may not use it as often. But I can tell you that the ridership is up and exceeding expectations. The current average weekday ridership of people using it is 4,800 people. And Fridays and Saturdays are the busiest days, and the revenues are expected to be exceeding what was anticipated. And they are very excited about the fact that most people are using it. I know that some people from our area will go down and say, just for fun, let's go for a ride on the new modern-day streetcar. They go, and then you can get a day pass and get off, go to a restaurant, or enjoy the newly revitalized downtown and go and see what's there, and then get back on the streetcar and go back to the place where you first started. It's a wonderful addition to the city, and we all are very proud to have a better-looking, shall we say, downtown. Since it was put in, there have been over $300 million worth of private investment in the downtown area. And anybody who was there before can remember it not being quite so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's very pleasing, very bustling, very thriving, and it's a place to be proud of at this point.
All right, Shirley, stick around. We've got another segment coming up. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours over to Silver City. It's a mile-high elevation. You know what that means. When you get to that elevation, you've got those really mild days and kind of crisp, autumn-like, cool evenings, a perfect time of year over there with the autumn leaves to do some hiking, do some antiquing, do some art gallery shopping in historic downtown Silver City. We send a lot of people over to Silver City from the Buckmaster Show, and they stay at places like Agave Ridge Retreat and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. You can find out about all the wonderful things to do and places to stay by visiting their great website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, 12:16 on this Thursday afternoon.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Your kids are grown. The days of ballet recitals and soccer games are over. You're looking forward to the next season of life. It's your time. This is David Clark at Plutus Motor Group, and we have what you're looking for. Late model, low-mileage vehicles from Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, BMW, and exotics like Maserati and other fine imports. Visit our indoor showroom and enjoy the Plutus experience at Dodge and Aho, adjacent to Copenhagen, or online at PlutusMotorGroup.com. Plutus Motor Group. It's your time. 529-1000.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. If you're looking for a great place to take your car, Mike Emery and his team over at Tucson Perfection Auto Works. Perfection Auto Works is the place for you to check it out. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Been over there, talked to Mike, seen the shop. You could eat off the floor. It's so clean. And they do all foreign cars. They'll really handle any kind of automobile that you have, but they do specialize in BMW and some other high-end cars. They'll do a great job for you. Again, PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Shirley Scott, Tucson City Councilwoman, is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Councilwoman, is this postal thing a done deal where early next year we basically do not have a postal processing center in Tucson, Arizona?
Well, I can tell you there's a problem with that, in that the United States Postal Service was supposed to have done an assessment, and they got a message from the Office of Inspector General for the United States Postal Service that said, you are required to do an assessment and to justify closing this particular facility, and they did not do that. And so as a result, we in the city of Tucson and Councilmember Fimbres has been spearheading this argument, saying since you did not do what the postal inspector said, then you should not be able to go move forward with closing. And it's supposed to close in January of this next year. And yet they haven't fulfilled the requirements, the federal requirements, to assess the whole thing. So the city of Tucson, through Councilmember Fimbres, is dogging this particular issue, because if it were to be closed, there would be a loss of 300 jobs. There'd be slower mail delivery. You put a piece of mail in the mailbox, it goes not to Cherry Bell, not to here. It goes up to Phoenix, and then it comes right back. So if I'm mailing a letter to you, then it goes from me to the box to Phoenix to back to you.
Yeah.
That's what's going to slow it somewhat. There may be some problems for those who receive medications in the mail, because, again, from wherever the destination is to Phoenix to Tucson rather than direct. There might be delays in early ballot deliveries. We could take an economic development hit if someone who wants to come and invest in our city with a brand new job center, they might say, well, you don't have good mail service. It all goes out of Phoenix.
Yeah.
So there may be some serious repercussions should this particular facility shut down, forcing all mail to go through Phoenix first and then come back to us if that's where your destination post was.
Well, I would think there could be legal ramifications of this if they don't follow through on what they're supposed to do with following the procedure, which they haven't done to this point. They can't just close this. I wouldn't think they could just go ahead and close the processing center without following the without following their own rules.
Well, you would think, and that's what we're bringing to everyone's attention, and certainly we are very interested in everybody being very aware of this. I do know that the local union people are going to have a rally on Friday, November the 14th at 11:30 at the Cherry Bell office to bring to the attention of anybody who cares to make note that this facility may close and they could lose their jobs and we could all be in a kettle of worms here.
Yeah.
So we need to have people very aware that this is an important asset in the community and we want it to stay.
Shirley Scott is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Councilwoman, I think it would be a good idea to have a new visitor's center somewhere off the freeway. A lot of people are talking about that 28 acres over there, the former West Side landfill area. And this would be something that would get the attention of people who are driving through on I-10, you know, some kind of signage saying visitor center and maybe right off the freeway. What do you think about that?
I think it would be a very good asset to have, exactly for the reasons you stated. It's a project that it would cost about $18 million and be part of the Pima County Bond Project. But as you know, the Pima County Bond Committee, there are two committees, city and county, have been looking over all of the requirements and unmet needs in both the city and the county. And that list is very long and it's very expensive. This is an $18 million project that could be a part of that. The citizens' committees that are reviewing all of these requests will have to make their recommendations. And so we'll have to just see what they think. But I think it would be a very nice asset for the people who are coming to Tucson to visit and for those of us who are here to maybe pick up some information about things we were not aware of. The other piece that's important for the city of Tucson residents is on the bond, the city has already submitted their list of projects they feel should be funded through the bond project. And it's up to the Citizens Committee, of course, to make that recommendation, yay or nay. But the argument that the city makes is that people who live within the city limits of Tucson also live in Pima County, and that 52.7% is the population of the people who live in city who will be generating the payment for this bond. So that should be taken into consideration. 43% of the revenue is from the city of Tucson, and 81% of the business licenses are within the city of Tucson. So we say, you know, a lot of the money that's going to go and pay for this bond, should it be put on the ballot for the voters to approve, that there are so many people who live and work in the city and will be generating that money, we'd like you to seriously consider our projects as being higher priority.
Okay, and if folks need any services out of Ward 4, you want to tell us where your office is located, please, Shirley Scott?
Well, our office is located at 8123 East Poinciana Drive. That's a small little street, so it's located between Santa Rita High School and Pima College East off of Pantano.
Okay, and I thought that was good news about a gem show putting together a $12 million exhibition hall.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's good
news.
$12
million from Mr. Carhart. He's going to start in early of 2016 to build something to house some, not all, of the exhibitions at the gem show. It's a magnificent move forward, another investment in the downtown area.
Okay, Shirley Scott, thank you very much. And if I don't talk to you before the holiday season, have a great holiday, and thanks for being on the program.
Well, thank you, and I wish you all the very best in your holiday celebrations as well.
Thanks a lot. Shirley Scott with us on The Buckmaster Show. Diana Medeiros, well-known Tucson artist, will be talking with us when we come back after the mid-break here on the Thursday edition of The Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, we'll talk with Mike Varney of the Tucson Metro Chamber. That's tomorrow on Buckmaster. But Diana Medeiros is next. Stay with us.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Well, 35 on the Thursday afternoon edition of the Buckmaster Show. Artist, well-known artist, Tucson's own Diana Medeiros joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. It's a big weekend for Diana up at the Medeiros Gallery at 3001 East Skyline Drive, Sunday particularly, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Diana will be signing copies of her beautiful new book, which I have in front of me. It's called Private Spaces. Diana, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm looking through the book. I like it very much. Really kind of a retrospective of your career, starting with the early days, some of the watercolors, really nice watercolors you did in one of my favorite areas, most beautiful water in the world, I think, in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And some of the work you did in Africa with the animals and on and on. I mean, this you must be very happy about putting together this beautiful 160-page book.
It was a wonderful project. There were highs and lows, but it was 19 months of my life, and I've been in publishing for a long time, so I kind of knew how to do it. But it was very interesting reflecting on my own life and career, and certain things became evident to me. I had some revelations. And also to pick 152 paintings from the last 20 years, which ones to include, and then write a little story about each one so that the reader gets the inside view of what, you know, what I was thinking, where I was, and how the painting was created.
You didn't start out to be an artist, did you? Coming from, I believe is it Toms River, New Jersey?
Toms River, New Jersey. Never thought I would be an artist. My mom always thought I would be a writer, but I didn't really want to spend my life, you know, at the typewriter or computer. And it took me a long time to find my way. And I didn't really start seriously painting until I was 37. But I do believe that if I painted right out of college, I wasn't ready. I needed the life experience. And when someone says to me, well, how long did it take you to do that painting? And the true answer is it takes a lifetime. You bring everything of you to that experience.
Was there one particular moment that, looking back, that was that kind of aha, catalytic moment? Was it your experience in the Bahamas where you felt that this is something, painting is something that you could pursue on a full-time basis?
It took me a long time to really believe I could do it as a career. I would say the seed was really planted in Greece. The year after I started painting in and a trip to the Bahamas was the catalyst. A year later, I went to Greece with Chuck Albanese, who's the retired dean of architecture at the University of Arizona. He took 24 students from the university, his wife and me, And I could get away from my life, and I painted for a solid month. And I came back from that trip really altered and wasn't happy with my life anymore because all I wanted to do was paint.
Mm-hmm.
And it did take me 3 years to believe I could do it, to put everything together, to sell my marketing company, and to go out as a full-time artist.
You know, like you, I have a tremendous love of animals and animal welfare issues. And I think with me, the first time I actually saw an elephant in the wild in East Africa, it was really a life-changing experience, so completely different than seeing an animal in the zoo.
Yes.
Was it that way for you as well?
You know, it was hard for me to even believe that these animals still walk around
mm-hmm.
in the wild and how wonderful that is and how much we need to preserve that. And I went to Africa. I was sent to Africa by Destination Southern Africa, which is a safari company actually located in Tucson and run by a South African named Terry Von Guillaume. And he knew I had a foundation for animals, and he came to me and said, if I send you to Africa, would you do a charity show for the animals? And
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, took me about 30 seconds to say, okay, when are we going? And I came back from, I took a 3,000 photos on the trip, and when I came back, I had to figure out, you know, which 10 I was going to choose to paint, and the first subject I painted was a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so full of emotion from this trip and from seeing these animals that this painting just, it came out, it was easy, it was free, it was fun, I didn't have to tweak it, I didn't have to correct it, make any changes. It was pure emotion, and it remains my favorite painting ever. So that trip really, you know, they say Africa's a trip of a lifetime, but you don't really know what that means till you go.
It stays with you forever, I'll tell you that.
It does. It does.
The 150 paintings that are showcased in the book, are some of those on view at the gallery?
They are in reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
Our originals come in and go out fairly quickly, fortunately. But we do have prints, canvases, tiles in reproduction where you can see all those paintings.
You work in watercolor, you work in acrylic, you work in oil. Which do you prefer? Are you most at home in one particular of those mediums?
Well, actually, I don't paint with oil because it's too toxic for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of odors and chemicals, and I feel like I have the flu when I paint with oil, so I stop painting with oil, and I can really achieve anything I want to with acrylic and not feel sick after I paint.
Mm-hmm.
I feel equally at home with watercolor and with acrylic, and I like to mix it up. I like to paint a series of watercolors, and then I like to paint a series of acrylics. It is opposite thinking when you paint one versus the other. In one, you start with your lights and you work to the darks. In the other, you start with your darks and you work to the lights. So I try to do a series and then switch mediums because it is confusing going back and forth. But I always like to keep myself interested, so I paint a lot of different subjects, and I like to change the medium.
We're speaking with Diana Medeiros, who has a beautiful new book out called Private Spaces. It's a 160-page coffee table book about her art and her life, and much of Diana would love to speak with folks at this special event coming up on Sunday up at the gallery. There'll be a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about it, Diana.
There will be. It's our annual open house, and we always have a wonderful party with refreshments. We will have some very special pricing that day for our customers. I will talk a little bit about the book. I have 30 new images that people can see, and I'll do a signing. So if someone would like the book personalized to them for themselves, or it's going to make a great holiday gift, I think for anybody who loves Tucson, I'm glad to sign it for them at this party on Sunday from 11 to 2.
You want to also mention the holiday. You have a holiday art walk at the Medeiros Gallery on Skyline December 4th.
We do. And at the Holiday Art Walk, it's very festive. All of Gallery Row throws a big party. And we have a huge tree, 12-foot tree, with our Madeiras ornaments. And part of the proceeds from anything that sells on that tree that night goes to the Art for Animals Foundation. And the other galleries donate part of their proceeds from their ornaments to Art for Animals that night also. We also have a food drive for pets and people, so people can bring canned food for dogs and cats or for people. And we've collected quite a bit of food for the food bank, the Humane Society, the Pima Animal Shelter. So we try to do some good at the holidays as well as sell some art. And we have lots of gifts. And a lot of them are made right here in Tucson, and they have Tucson scenes, so they're really very local.
Diana Medeiros, thank you for all you do for so many people and so many organizations in the community. We very much appreciate it, and we want to wish you luck with the new book, Private Spaces, and at the event coming up Sunday. All the best to you, Diana.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you and to your listeners.
Thank you very much. Diana Medeiros on The Buckmaster Show. We're talking about the book. It's called Private Spaces. Coming up next, the consular is in the house, Attorney Don Luce. We're going to talk about some of these propositions, the ones that passed, the ones that didn't, and we'll hear what Mr. Luce has to say on that coming up right after this.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hey, aren't you Indiana?
Yeah, aren't you Mike Emery?
Yeah, and how'd you know that? And what are you doing on top of Everest?
Buckmaster said I'd find you here. You have to go a long way to find a decent mechanic. Left my last one at the Temple of Doom.
Sounds like a bad B-movie to me.
Look who's talking. You're the one with the parrot on his shoulder.
Hey, Nelson likes the view up here.
Buckmaster, KVOI, what?
You don't have to climb a mountain or dig up a hidden treasure to afford a good mechanic. Just bring your car to Perfection Auto Works for a free 26-point inspection. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They're one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with. It's amazing how they can set up the entire U of A mall with tents, tables, and chairs everywhere in such a short period of time. It's impressive how Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Thanks, Bruce. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Take a page from the Tucson Festival of Books. With our vast selection of tents, tables, chairs, linens, and over 50,000 items in stock, we have event solutions for any occasion. Visit our showroom on Speedway, just west of Alvernon, or online at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back. Thursday afternoon on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with live streaming KVOI.com and, of course, the BuckmasterShow.com website. That's the place for all of our podcasts. We have the complete show archive. I was figuring it out last night. We're coming up now on 1,000 shows that we have done already of the Buckmaster Show since we started in January 2011. Just hard to believe how time flies. Attorney Don Luce is with us, Mr. Luce of Luce Brown, Hobkirk and Associates, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Don Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, one of 24 folks who contribute regularly to this program, and we thank them very much. We're honored to have Don Luce as one of the contributors. He's got a great legal mind, and he's the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101. This is a great way to figure out what's going on with a law, and you don't have to be a lawyer to understand this stuff. In fact, Don did not write this book for lawyers. It's written for non-lawyers. First of all, hi, Don.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be back. Yes, Arizona Laws 101 is actually a handbook for non-lawyers. I wrote it so that people who are not lawyers can access the information that they need to make decisions concerning their legal affairs. When I wrote Arizona Laws 101, as you and I have discussed before, I actually sat down and I wrote down the 101 most frequently asked questions that my clients had asked me over a span of 25 years. And in each chapter, I addressed one of those topics and hopefully provide enough information for a layperson to make an informed decision regarding his or her legal affairs.
And estate planning is so important. That's your other book, Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. You have specialists in your office who handle this. But not just your office, but it's something that everybody needs to think about.
Exactly, because estate planning isn't just for wealthy people. Estate planning includes things like powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and living wills.
How are, you know, looking at these propositions, this, by the way, Don Luce, was a year that we did not have citizen-driven propositions on our ballot. These were the three that were on there, were put there by the legislature. But this is a part of the law-creating mechanism that is not very well understood, but it's extremely important.
Well, you make an interesting point, Bill, because every 2 years, Arizonans go to the polls and they have propositions to either pass or essentially reject. All it takes is one vote more than 50% and the proposition becomes law. And your listeners will know that that's how the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act became law. In 2010, it was on the ballot as a citizen proposition. It was passed by a very, very thin margin, but it became law. And a lot of our laws become laws because they appear on ballots, either put there by the legislature or put there by citizen initiative. You know, and in our country, there are only so many ways to make laws. In Arizona, we, of course, have the legislature who makes laws, and we have our courts, and then there are executive orders. The governor signs executive orders from time to time, and then we have administrative bodies that decide matters on an administrative level. But the ballot propositions really, really matter. Some of the laws that the voters make through these ballot initiatives are very important, and as we saw several years ago, the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act was one of those laws, and it's been in the news essentially ever since.
And then medical marijuana was in the news again because this proposition that went before voters would basically allow them, the terminally ill patients, to receive experimental drugs. Now, was marijuana a part of this, Don Luce?
No,
this proposition.
No, this proposition was designed to allow physicians to prescribe drugs which have passed only the first phase of clinical testing. So they haven't been thoroughly tested, but nonetheless, they've shown some promise in treating a disease or illness. And it's really the physician's discretion right now. This is Proposition 303 that we're referring to, of course. And what this proposition does essentially is it provides immunity to physicians who prescribe a drug that hasn't essentially been approved by the FDA, but has shown some promise through the first phase testing of treating the patient's medical condition. So under this proposition, which passed.
It passed big time. I think it was
overwhelmingly.
Like 80% of the public passed.
Overwhelmingly. Yeah. And it's known as the right to try law. But the drugs would still have to be prescribed by a doctor, and the risk from the drug would have to be no greater than the risk from the disease. So that's the standard. Interestingly, there are at least four other states that have similar laws, one being Colorado and Louisiana, Missouri, and Michigan.
There were three measures, as we mentioned, on the ballot, and let's get the one out of the way that did not pass for sure, and that was to boost the lawmaker's salary, I think, by about $10,000, but that went down. Again. It's been 1998, I believe, the last time we gave lawmakers a raise.
You know, every couple elections, we see this on the ballot. The current salary is $24,000 per annum. Now, it is a part-time job, I will say that. But the legislative sessions tend to run quite long. So even though it's part-time, they do a lot of work. They also receive a per diem, which isn't part of this, and that's something that has been talked about, but it wasn't part of the ballot initiative. So if you're a legislator in Arizona, you'll receive a salary of $24,000 plus a per diem to cover your expenses, your meals and your accommodations. And senators and reps from Phoenix receive the same per diem that senators and reps from Tucson receive, and so there's been some debate about whether that's fair. But anyway, the voters have, this is at least the third time of which I'm aware, they have refused to increase the our representatives' pay from $24,000 to anything more than that. this particular proposition 304 would have boosted it to 35,000, but it failed.
And Prop 122 passing right now by just a very narrow 30-some thousand votes, and there are several hundred thousand votes statewide that still need to be counted. So whether Prop 122, the proposal allowing the state to push back against the federal government for any actions the state considers unconstitutional, whether or not, Don Luce, that will pass is a question. But if it does pass, many say that it's unconstitutional.
Well, my initial reaction when I read the proposition was that it might have some difficulty passing constitutional muster, because what it essentially says is the state government can ignore any federal mandate that it deems to be unconstitutional, being the legislature or the citizenry. So I'm kind of thinking this is going to be aimed or directed at controversial legislation at the federal level anyway, and I'm thinking that probably if 122 does pass, the first time the state essentially exercises its authority under this amendment, it's going to be challenged in court. I'm not sure how that's going to come out, incidentally.
All right, Don Luce of Luce Brown and Hobkirk Associates in Tucson and Phoenix. And Don Luce, will look for your books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. We'll see you on the first Thursday of the month. We'll see you in December. Where this year has gone, I don't know.
I don't know either. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much, Don Luce. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Mr. Luce enjoying now a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. All of our in-studio guests enjoy it, as does the host and everybody here at KVOI. Coming up this afternoon, for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then we have 3 hours of local talk, Wake Up Tucson. And then we have the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. The man on the other side of the glass, he'll be there tomorrow morning, Ed Alexander. On behalf of Ed, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.